Welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby. And today we acknowledge that it's World Health Day and the theme this year is Your Health, Your Right. So we'll take a short look at that. Last week on April 2nd was World Autism Day. And this entire month, the world will be commemorating autism and people living with autism. So I know that in Barbados, the Autism Association, they lit up Parliament for 1 week with the blue lights, because that's the color that is being used by the autism associations all around the world. And across Grenada and several other Caribbean islands, they too have been commemorating. So today the program will have some short excerpts looking at these two major factors, autism and health of people with disabilities. So I'm going to start off by letting us hear and learn a bit more about some of the myths and facts on autism.
Autism is a neurodevelopmental condition predominantly characterized by differences in social communication and interaction, and repetitive and restricted behaviors. Autistic people may also experience sensory information differently to non-autistic people, and some may develop difficulties with anxiety related to their autism. Autism is one of the most commonly diagnosed neurodevelopmental conditions. In the UK, it's estimated that at least 1% of children are diagnosed with autism, with 3 to 4 times as many boys diagnosed than girls. However, the difference in rates of diagnosis between boys and girls is not believed to be a true reflection of differences in prevalence. We'll come back to this later in the video. What causes autism? Like most traits that emerge across development, autistic traits are likely to be caused by a complex interaction between both genetic and environmental factors. Several lines of research suggest that autism is related to various genes. For example, autism is more common in children who have genetic disorders such as Fragile X syndrome and Down syndrome. Around 5-8% of autistic people's siblings also have autism, rising to 82-92% if the siblings are identical twins that share exactly the same genes. Whilst these lines of research suggest a genetic component to autism, how genes are related to autism and how they interact with environmental factors is currently not well understood. Autism is commonly described as a spectrum condition. This means that there is no one set of autistic-specific traits shared by all autistic people. Rather, autistic people can have different profiles of strengths and weaknesses across a broad range of traits. How much these traits impact autistic people's lives can also vary. Many individuals diagnosed with autism are not held back in achieving their goals, so autism can be viewed as a difference. Although some children can experience challenges in their development, friendships, and school lives, and in that sense, features of autism are sometimes described as difficulties. Autistic people might understand verbal and non-verbal language differently to non-autistic people. Some autistic people may have good verbal language skills, but may have difficulties in quickly interpreting the less obvious meanings in communication, such as meaning conferred by gesture, tone of voice, and non-literal language such as metaphor. Other autistic people can have very limited verbal abilities and experience difficulties in communicating their thoughts and emotions and inferring other people's feelings and intentions. These differences in communication can often present challenges for autistic people when navigating the complex social world. Other autistic traits relate to behaviors, interests, and activities. These can include intense interests as well as repetitive and restricted behaviors such as the desire to stick to known routines. Sometimes, autistic people can have difficulties in quickly interpreting the unspoken rules of the world. This can make the world an unpredictable place, and keeping to known routines makes it easier to anticipate what might happen next. Other repetitive behaviors might include hand flapping, rocking, or the repetitive use of an object like playing with a pen. These kinds of repetitive motor movements can help autistic people calm down when they feel stressed. Autistic people might also experience over and under sensitivity to differences in senses such as sound, light, smell, temperature, and pain. For example, an autistic person who is sensitive to sound might experience the background noises in a classroom as intensely loud and anxiety-inducing. Someone who has an insensitivity to pain might not notice if they've cut or hurt themselves. Whilst anxiety itself is not a core trait of autism, many autistic people can suffer from anxiety. In fact, it's estimated that anxiety affects around 40% of autistic individuals. Differences in sensitivity to noise and touch, navigating uncertain situations, and difficulties in understanding social situations can make the world a stressful place, contributing to the anxiety that autistic individuals may experience. So what misconceptions exist around autism? One misconception is that autistic people do not feel empathy towards other people. However, this is not true. Some autistic people may have difficulties in picking up on the subtle cues that convey how somebody is feeling in certain contexts. For example, they might be quicker at recognizing emotions that can be generalized to a broad range of contexts, such as happiness, sadness, fear, and surprise, compared to more complex emotions that are bound to specific contexts, such as interested, bored, excited, and pride. An autistic person may understand how another person feels in a given context, but responds to it in a different way. It's also been argued that autistic people can be overstimulated by other people's emotions and become too overwhelmed to respond to these and shut down. Another common misconception is that children with autism are unable to notice social rejection. Because autistic people understand and communicate about the social world in a different way, for example, they might avoid direct eye contact or want to spend time on their own, it might appear that they are not interested in social relationships. While autistic people may interact differently in social situations, they value friendships, notice social rejection, and feel loneliness in just the same way as non-autistic people. Sometimes it's believed that children with autism never like to be touched. Differences in sensory experiences are common in autism. However, different autistic people have different sensory profiles. Some individuals show hypersensitivity to touch and may react strongly even to being touched lightly, whilst others show hyposensitivity and may need more input to respond to touch. Some autistic people may also not see a particular instance of affection or touch as socially relevant. Sensitivity profiles in autism is currently not well understood, and further research in this area is required. Another common misconception is that autism only occurs in boys. Whilst 3 to 5 times as many boys are diagnosed with autism compared to girls, this difference may not be a true indicator of the actual prevalence. Because many autistic traits relate to social behaviour, and boys and girls have different social experiences, autistic boys and girls may develop different coping mechanisms. For example, autistic girls may be quieter than boys, or they may be more adept at masking their traits due to social pressures, both of which can make autistic girls' traits less visible than autistic boys, and it's believed that autism in girls may be underdiagnosed.
So, as we learned a bit more about what autism is and what it isn't, I also want us to take a listen and we'll recognize that disability, no matter what it is, autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, psychiatric issues, people around the world are confronted with some of the same levels of stigma, discrimination, and attitudinal barriers. So I'm going to share another clip from Mali in Africa, looking at autism again as they acknowledge the month on autism.
April 2nd is Autism Awareness Day worldwide. Autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disorder characterized by challenges with social skills, repetitive behaviors, and speech and nonverbal communication. About 1 in 100 children has autism worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. Developmental disorders or disabilities are impairments in a child's physical, learning, language, or behavior areas. They begin during the developmental period and may affect a person's day-to-day functioning, often throughout lifetime. In Mali, some initiatives aim to raise awareness about and support for autism, but proper diagnostic remains a challenge. Take a look.
Experts say autism has no single cause. However, Malian neurology professor Guda Landuri says the family environment can provide a solution based on an autistic person's experience.
Our compatriots who live abroad, who have had autistic children abroad, we've seen that as soon as they return to Mali, we see a positive change. I have a friend whose child was autistic, and when I'd leave visit with them, he was isolated, he didn't speak. So the father had to say to him, "Uncle Gita has come, why don't you say hello to him?" And really, in a mournful way, he'd say his greetings. But today, as soon as I park the car, he's there. "Oh, Uncle Gita!" He's completely changed, almost normal. Why is that? Because even if his dad goes to work, his mom goes to work, he's with grandma, he's with the others, with the uncles and aunts who are there.
Faced with the lack of specialized facilities and the difficulty schools have in addressing the needs of children with speech difficulties, some parents look for alternative solutions. However, not everyone agrees with these alternative solutions. Speech therapist Aissata Ouattara has the Mali Autism Association.
Beaucoup sont plus en retrait à la maison.
Many are more withdrawn at home, or parents look for respite centers where children can have fun and play with others suffering from the same neurological condition. This is not good for inclusion. While all children have a right to education, they all need to go to the same schools to be able to evolve together.
Professor of Neurology Guda Landuri advocates for more training and collaborations to support patients suffering from autism, which is often confused with Down syndrome known as trisomy 21.
The important thing to remember is that Down syndrome patients can have autism, and autism can be one of the symptoms of trisomy 21. But that doesn't mean everyone with autism has trisomy 21, or that everyone with trisomy 21 has autism.
Ouattara believes raising awareness about autism can contribute to helping autistic patients have access to the treatment they need.
The theme we've chosen this year is autism and social inclusion, because we've seen that many parents are excluded. So parents with an autistic child can't go out to social gatherings. They're always on the sidelines. The children don't go to school. They're excluded. So it's pretty difficult.
In Mali, World Autism Day will be celebrated on Saturday, April the 5th, instead of April the 2nd, for greater mobilization during the awareness campaign.
Autism is often confused with Down syndrome, a genetic disorder in which a person has an extra chromosome. Dr. Wubishet Lakubele, a pediatric cardiologist in Texas, sheds light on the distinctions between both conditions.
Autism or autism spectrum disorders and Down syndrome have very similar manifestations, especially the behavioral manifestations can be overlapping, can be similar. That's why people sometimes confuse them, because both Down syndrome and autism spectrum disorders can give you some behavioral abnormalities, and more so on Down syndrome, we see a lot of intellectual disability, and the patients with those disorders look a little bit different from the normal societal behavioral expectations that we have. So they might be confusing for people who just look at from the outside, but just clinically, though, Down syndrome is caused by an extra copy on chromosome 21. That's why it's called trisomy 21. So there is, because of that, there is a physical manifestation to Down syndrome. Just from head to toe, they are very different. They have what we call dysmorphic features. Their facial features are different. The eyes, the nose, the ears, the oropharyngeal anatomy, the cardiovascular anatomy, and the muscle tone is also very low. So they have distinct physical abnormalities that we use to determine clinically if the patient has Down syndrome or not, and you can do genetic testing. But autism spectrum disorder or autism on the other side may not have any physical abnormality. The kids can have normal physical growth, normal stature. They may look normal from the outside. The only problem they have that we mostly see is a behavioral abnormality and behavioral difference So they might have, you know, social interaction issues, learning disabilities, and things related to that. So autism spectrum disorder is more of like a, you know, a behavioral difference than a physical abnormality like Down syndrome.
To what extent can people distinguish between autism and Down syndrome? And what common misconceptions exist about both conditions? Here are some reactions from Tanzania.
You're born with the disease. After some years, the condition can go down, depending on an individual. But for others, it stays the same forever. In my view, there are two stages. There are those with moderate habits, and there are those who face more challenges.
I am a mother of three children, and one of them has autism. Children with autism or a person with the same condition may not display the same characteristics. People are affected differently. Some may be affected by eating, talking, or physical sensations. The important thing to know is that an autistic child can't look you in the eye so you can communicate better. Sometimes the child has to look at another person's lips so he or she can express his needs.
What can be done for people with these kind of diseases? I think the government should intervene so that we can get health professionals working with NGOs who will do research to prevent more children being born with these kind of conditions.
I'm talking about an experience with my son who has autism. He is 3 years old right now. First, I thought my son is super active because he had a hard time going to sleep. And the doctor said the child is super active. He can't calm down in one place. For example, he opens the fridge, throws pillows off couches, and cries all at the same time. I also noticed that he had difficulty speaking.
Autism is a disease that makes one have poor memory, unable to talk, and sometimes fail to make decisions without help. The society should not isolate such people. Society should treat them the same as other healthy children and involve them in the work done within the community.
Virginie Kasiama is president and CEO of JECC Behavioral Center in North Andover, Massachusetts. As a parent of a child with autism, she lived the difficulties of finding appropriate services and resources for her child. She became an advocate and provider for people with autism. She shares her story.
I did discover that my child started showing sign of autism when he was 12 to 18 months. We got the diagnosis of autism after all the testing that they did, and the process accepting the diagnosis was very difficult. JECC Behavioral Center has emerged out of my personal experience. My motivation came around how I was having difficult to access resources and accessing services. I was inspired by creating this center, providing mental health, behavioral, and ABA. My message to the parents, especially parents in Africa, that in the area that they lack access to services and resources, what I can say, autism takes a parent who is never give up. That's me, a parent that is aware from 0 to 1 year old, observing your child, the developmental functioning of your child, noticing the red flags. Please reach out to your doctor, to your pediatrician. Talk to them what you think, because especially with the mother, it comes from the mother intuition and the mother experience to notice something wrong with my child. But the message is, me as a mother and the provider, I am spreading hope. Hope is the first thing. What I can say, you can act with no fear, fearless. Act with no fear.
Interesting, wasn't it? Very interesting. Now, the final excerpt that I will share with us, with you today, is coming from PAHO TV, the Pan American Health Organization, as they paid greater attention to health, equality and people with disabilities, because our health is so important. Maintaining our health is so crucial to the quality of our lives. And therefore, it is imperative that each one of us, the individual living with the disability, family members, caregivers, partners, friends, children, we all must work together to sustain and, wherever possible, improve our health. So take a listen.
People with disabilities often have more health needs than the general population. In the past, this reality was thought to be an unavoidable consequence for people with disabilities, but this is not true. The real challenge, more often, comes from the broader inequality of access to healthcare services and processes. Healthcare inequalities are a very real and pressing issue in many parts of the world, especially the Americas. Access to proper healthcare is a fundamental human right, yet many are denied this simply because of their disability. Lack of awareness, stigma, and prejudice give rise to additional barriers faced by persons with disabilities. These include physical, digital, informational, attitudinal, institutional, and cultural barriers. Disability is not an illness, and yet many people with disabilities are often marginalized and treated as if they are somehow less than everyone else. This needs to change. Now let's look at some stories that showcase the daily barriers people with disabilities face when accessing healthcare. Julia, born blind, is at the grocery store. While standing in front of the shelves of cereal, she wanted to buy something healthy but could not read the nutritional labels. Julia previously was unable to find the product in an accessible format online. She wished she could ask someone for help, but didn't want to bother anyone. After standing a while, trying to figure it out on her own, she eventually gave up and just chose a cereal at random. She hoped it would be good for her, but she didn't really know. Manuel was diagnosed with an intellectual disability at a young age. When it came time to get vaccinated, Manuel was confused and scared about what would happen. The nurse tried to explain the process to him. Unfortunately, the information was presented to him in medical jargon that Manuel didn't understand. He was left feeling more anxious, scared, and alone. He decided not to take the vaccine until he understood it better. Gonzalo was born with muscular dystrophy, and it had gradually progressed. He was now at the point where he needed help with his daily living activities, like getting out of bed and bathing. But one day, his caregiver didn't show up. Gonzalo waited and waited, but they never came. This repeated scenario can complicate health problems and even make them worse for Gonzalo, including increasing the anxiety and depression. When it comes to treatment, there are often unintentional but very real accessibility barriers. People with disabilities often face problems when it comes to transportation to and from healthcare centers. Even health facilities often are difficult to access and navigate around or lack necessary equipment such as accessible scales, patient lifts, and adjustable dentist chairs. These problems are exacerbated by communication and social attitudinal barriers of health personnel. Rosemary, who is nonverbal and has cerebral palsy, has been dealing with a cold for a few days and decides to go to the doctor to get it checked out. When she arrives at the office, the staff don't want to talk to her directly. They only speak to her caregiver. This is frustrating for Rose because, with the right tools, she can explain what she is feeling herself. She would like privacy to discuss her health issues directly with the doctor like everyone else. James and Donna are a deaf couple who have decided to start a family. They were very excited to find out they were pregnant, but anxious about their pregnancy. The couple had trouble at their first ultrasound appointment because the sign language interpreter was not available. They did not hear their name being called out verbally by the midwife. When they got in, they felt judged by the medical staff, who asked unusual questions about their parenting ability. This was a bad experience that left them feeling scared about the future. Sheila, from a young age, has had to rely on physical therapy to help her manage the pain of her disability. However, due to a lack of funds, including a lack of healthcare insurance, Sheila's physical therapy has been inconsistent. This financial barrier for sessions has led to Sheila experiencing a great deal of physical and emotional pain. With better understanding and awareness, we can start to break down the barriers that prevent people with disabilities from accessing the health care they need, deserve, and have a right to. Nothing about us without us has been the slogan of the community of people with disabilities for decades, and it still is valid. To create solutions to these barriers, we need to include the community for their invaluable input. By changing our paradigm and mindset, we can ensure everyone has access to quality care. By working together, we can make a difference.
It really has been good to share this information with you so that together we're learning more about the various disabilities. And today, the focus was on autism and our health. So I want you to make a commitment to befriending someone with a disability and taking action in helping our citizens with the disabilities. You can add your voice and advocate. You can take someone to the supermarket or to the church or another social event, transport. There's so many simple and ordinary steps that we can take to give a helping hand, a hand to uplift persons living with disabilities. So this month, I'm challenging you and you to do that. Make that commitment to help someone, a fellow Barbadian with a disability. I also want to take the opportunity to thank so many persons who have met me on the road to give me words of encouragement and to share their appreciation for the program and the information shared. And I look forward to receiving some more topics from you so that in future programs we can discuss and indeed learn together. So until next week, remember, you have been listening to Visions with me, Yudley Wickham Ashby, and you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300, and you can go on the VOB929.com website looking for the Visions podcast, where you can listen to this and past episodes. So until next week, remember to love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao!